It's Loose Mandy in the morning. Kicks 95.3 Morning Show. I have special guests in studio this morning. If you'd please welcome to the show, Brad Duffy and Stan Seedor, who are involved with the Driftwood Theater. Brad is directing a brand new play that's going to be opening here really soon at the Driftwood Theater called Spreading It Around. And Stan will be one of the Driftwood players performing in the play, which is going to be opening on, is this correct, Friday, September 30th?
You got it.
Let me turn that microphone on. That'll probably work a little bit. There you go. So, guys, welcome to the show. Glad to have you here. Driftwood's always just a great part of our community. Gives us all a little bit of culture here, you know, which is great. So it's always good to have brand new plays opening up. And now this is the champagne opener?
Well, we actually had the champagne. I'm
going to put you on that microphone right there, Brad.
Well, we actually had the champagne opener on,
okay,
on last Saturday, minus the cast.
Yeah. No cast?
Well, we had a little issue with COVID.
Oh, no, not that again.
We had two cast members with COVID, so we're going to literally open. Normally, we would have opened on Saturday with the champagne opener, but now we're going to open it on... Oh, no, not. But now you hear me. That's not fair.
That's much better.
But now we're really going to open on the 30th, and we're very excited.
The play is going to open on the 30th. That's good. So tell us a bit about the play, Brad, Spreading Around. What's this about?
Well, you have this, you have Angie, who's living in a retirement community, who's a little bit tired of her son always wanting money.
Yeah.
So she comes up with a clever scheme to develop this foundation to help other people out, which works really well, except for the son, who gets wind of this and is not too excited about the money going other places. And so that's the basic plot of it.
Kind of feels he's a little entitled to it.
Exactly.
Now, Stan, are you that son?
No, I'm not.
You're not playing the son? Oh, that'd be great, because a guy, older gentleman who's still living in his mom's basement, I think would be hilarious. But what's the role you're playing?
I'm playing the role of Martin, and I'm a good friend of Angie, the woman that Brad was just referring to.
Yeah.
And I kind of help her out in her little venture.
So you're kind of helping her stick it to the kid a little bit
there
to kind of give
go.
Him a little motivation to get out on his own or something
That's
right. Yeah. Now, who else is... in the play? You said there's five actors in the play.
Stacy Hopkins plays Angie.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have David Bennett, who plays Larry, which is the son.
He's the son.
He's the son.
Guy we need to get out. Yeah.
And Angel Howard plays Tracy with an I,
okay,
which is Larry's wife. And then we have Elliot Lauterbach, who plays...
Oh, wait, Larry's married?
No.
The son?
No.
No?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Elliot Lauterbach plays the doctor, and so Larry hires this doctor to come in to help.
A psychiatrist.
Okay. Yes, to help get his desires. But things don't always work the way that people think.
Exactly, which makes it so. I'm assuming this is a comedy.
Oh, yes, very
so
much so.
So, straight up comedy or a little drama or mostly comedy?
This is mostly comedy.
Right on.
This is mostly comedy.
Excellent. And so the first day of the play coming up on September the 30th at the Driftwood Theater. So that's just Friday.
That's right.
It's right down the road. And it sounds fantastic. Now, tell me a little bit about, as far as being in this play, Stan, what's been your favorite part about being a part of this production?
Oh, it's just a great cast, and we're getting phenomenal direction from Brad.
He's the man. Everybody knows that.
I paid him to say
that. Did you? You don't have to pay anybody to say that. Brad's reputation precedes him.
It's very fun. It's a great, fun, lighthearted play.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. We can't keep Brad away. You know, he retires, he comes back. You can't keep him away from it.
I come back.
If retirement gets boring, doesn't it, Brad?
Evidently, it gets boring.
Well, gosh, it's so good to have you back and doing all this stuff, though, and being involved with the community theater. And look, go see this play. It's going to be great. Spreading It Around. It sounds like a really fun play. A lot of great, talented local actors in it. And it'll open this Friday. And that's going to be a 7 o'clock show? 7:30 show.
7:30.
Doors open at 7. Tickets $18. You can sometimes get them at the door. I don't really recommend you wait. Get them now. You can log on to Driftwood Theater's website, which is aberdeendriftwood.com. They've got a place where you can purchase your tickets online. And there's also still a few places you can go get them hard tickets.
We still have outlets around the community where people can get them there as well.
Yes. Which you can find all that up at the website as well, all those locations. But City Center Drug in Aberdeen, Monte Value Drug in Montesano, Harbor Drug in Hoquiam, The Dusty Trunk in Ocean Shores, which is still best name for a store ever. And that's it. Yeah, those are the locations you can get. Just go out and buy your tickets or online, aberdeendriftwood.com/purchase-tickets. All right. Well, thanks, guys, for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Looking forward to break a leg, as they say.
Yes.
Looking forward to seeing the play, which opens this Friday at Aberdeen's Driftwood Theater. Now, is there also going to be a Saturday show this week, or is it just a Friday?
It's Friday and Saturday this weekend.
And then next weekend, there's a Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday. And then next weekend, we're actually going to add a Sunday matinee, so there's going to be two Sunday matinees.
Okay. Excellent. And that'll all be information up at the Aberdeen Driftwood Theater website, aberdeendriftwood.com. All right, gentlemen, thanks for stopping by. It is 8:40 at the Kix Morning Show.